I'm Karen Given. Next week on Only a Game, as a young athlete, Sherelle George was always told to stop showboating. Then a team full of showboaters, the Harlem Globetrotters, came calling. But now it's time for Charlie Pierce and the week's news. Hi, Charlie.
Hey, Karen.
NCAA President Mark Emmert has been rather quiet, at least publicly, as schools and conferences try to figure out their fall sports schedules. Well, on Thursday, he emerged in a video posted to the NCAA Twitter feed to say this.
We cannot now, at this point, have fall NCAA championships because there's not enough schools participating. So sadly, tragically, that's going to be the case this fall, you know, full stop.
Emmert says the only exception to this tragic situation is FBS football, which as of this very moment has enough teams to go ahead. What do you make of all this?
There shouldn't be sports this fall anywhere of any kind, not in colleges. The only way to conduct sports in the current situation is to do the bubble thing. Baseball can't figure out what to do and how to do it. And college sports, of course, because of this very weird bifurcated system that they have where the NCAA president has no control over college football, or at least at its top level, you know, they can't figure out what to do either. So the simple thing to do is just to say you're not going to have this.
Well, the Big Ten and Pac-12 have already decided to postpone their 2020 seasons, but the Big 12 and the rest of the Power Five conferences are planning to play, at least for now. I mean, this is just a huge mess.
It is. You know, the entire administrative infrastructure of college athletics is teetering right on the edge of a cliff. There's no leadership, but there are too many leaders. All it's going to take is one of these Big 12 or SEC teams to have an outbreak, and everything will collapse. And I have a feeling there are a lot of people who are in such denial about this right now that they're just not going to be able to figure it out.
Well, as you say, the only real way to do this is in a bubble, and the NBA has successfully made it to the playoff portion of bubble play. Who's your pick to take it all?
I'm going to pick the Boston Celtics, who are playing extraordinarily well right now. I mean, a revived Gordon Hayward has become very important. Jason Tatum, once again, is edging into the top of the top echelon. So I'm going to be a complete homer here and pick the Celtics.
Venus and Serena Williams met on the court for the 31st time in their careers at the Top Seed Open on Thursday. Serena won the hard-fought second-round match 6-3, 3-6, 6-4. I will never grow tired of watching these two play each other. You?
No, and you know, while Serena is unquestionably the superior player and has been for a long time, look, Venus took the middle set.
Yeah.
So you always get a good show. You always get a good show between these two.
Remember last week, Charlie, when we discussed how crazy the MLB schedule has gotten due to COVID-19 postponements?
Yes. Has it gotten crazier?
It has. That was before the St. Louis Cardinals missed another week of play due to a new batch of positive tests. They are scheduled to take the field this weekend for the first time since July 29th. They'll face the White Sox, then 5 games in 3 days against the Cubs. I'm exhausted just thinking about it.
The way things are going, they're going to have the World Series, and whether or not the Cardinals make it, they're still going to be playing baseball 2 weeks after the World Series is over. They're going to be playing inter-squad games.
And finally, Charlie, on Thursday, injured Nationals pitcher Steven Strasburg was ejected from a game after disagreeing with an umpire's calls. Thing is, Strasburg wasn't on the field or in the dugout. He was sitting in the empty stands.
Amazing. Where is he supposed to go now?
He just said something that has been said in stands forever.
I mean, this really is something new about pandemic baseball. The umpires can hear everything, right?
That used to be, you know, just the case when, you know, when you were going to Indians games where you could hear everything because there wasn't anybody in the stands. But this is really amazing. And it's a very good question. You know, where do you send the guy if you've ejected him from the stands in the middle of a pandemic? Maybe they need to get one of those old Airstream trailers that the astronauts used to go into after they got back from the moon.
Charlie Pierce is the guest editor of the Best American Sports Writing 2019, and he joins us each week at this time on Only a Game. Thanks, Charlie.
Thank you, Karen.